Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed a bunch of big pharma for me to use to help with my blood pressure and diabetes, and those things did absolutely nothing for me. My blood pressure was out of control, my diabetes was out of control. Well, I had to go an alternative route. So I have tried and have been using the Youngevity products advertised on DIY Health here at EFR. And the results have been very pleasing to me. My blood pressure is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight is down. All in all, I feel really good. Now, this is due to diet and exercise and the use of these products to give my body the nutrients it needs to basically heal itself. I recommend them. If you would like to try these products, please contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's 901-553-6900. Tell him what's going on and he can help you out. Now, this program has to be accompanied by self-control. You can't just pig out all the time. You have to control your diet and get some exercise, which I have done. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. If. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. All right, you army of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call, and this is wake-up call number 76, and the title of this sermon today is Comes the Fire. The fire is coming. All right, comes the fire. You will understand in a moment. I'm going to read a little scripture here and then tell you why. This is 2 Thessalonians. I read this one a lot. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. Those are our persecutors, all right? Verse 7, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength. Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, that is the remnant, all right, those that have made their decision and follow what he taught, not just, oh, yeah, I believe, yep, no, you got to do it, okay? And to be admired among all those who believe in that day because our witness to you was believe. All right. What's he going to do? He's going to come with his avenging angels and flaming fire. Please turn with me to the book of Revelations. I'm going to start here in chapter 6. And this is talking about the horses and the seals and all of that. I'm not talking about seals. I'm talking about sealed documents and sealed prophecies. This is for everybody to listen. I'll do a detailed explanation as I get further along in the sermon, but for now, just bear with me. I'm going to be reading right now from chapter 6. And I'm going to read verse 4 of chapter 6. And another horse, fiery red. And for that little statement in verse 6, you can read Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 6, verse 2. That's Zechariah 1, 8 and 6, 2. And another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was given to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And a great sword was given to him. All right. They should slay one another. Okay. Write that down in that verse. They should slay one another. All right. Please write that down because we're going to go back to that and I want to remind you of that. All right, let's move on to the next thing here. Chapter 8 of Revelations. Let me explain to you what wormwood is. Wormwood is another name for poison hemlock. All right, it's deadly. If you eat it or drink it, it will kill you. That is what the Greeks used to use when they were going to commit suicide. They would drink hemlock. Okay. This is chapter 8. Verse 7, we'll start in verse 7. Of chapter 8. And the first messenger sounded, and there came to be hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. listen to this. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Now, note that, please. Remember that. It's going to be very important in this sermon. You're going to understand in a little bit. Bear with me. I'm laying foundations here. All right? Got to have a foundation before you can build a house. This is not going to be a pleasant sermon. I'm just going to tell you right now, this is going to be pretty upsetting when you hear what I have to say. It'll either make you very angry or frightened or both, or the gamut of emotions. It's gonna upset a lot of people because it's all factual and it's happening now. Okay, everybody has been waiting for the second coming. All right, there's gonna be problems before the second coming. All right, we are waiting for the second coming, but there's going to be all kinds of trouble before then. All right, and we're getting into that period of time. All right, verse 8 of chapter 8 of Revelations. And the second messenger sounded, and like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. Okay, that it might not be literal blood, it would look like blood, all right, non-conductive of oxygen, because the water of the sea, the water breathers that have gills, etc., 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 get their oxygen from the water, all right, and if the water became blood or became highly contaminated, it would kill them, all right? Verse 9 of chapter 8. This backs up what I just said. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Verse 10, and the third messenger sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. Remember, the title of this sermon is Comes the Fire. Burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the fountains of water. Verse 11. Now I told you what wormwood is. Poison hemlock. It's poison. All right. Verse 11. And the name of the star is called wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood. That's poison. And many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. All right. Let's move on. chapter 9 of Revelations, verse 17. Verse 17 of chapter 9 in Revelations. And this is how I saw the horses in the vision and those who sat on them, having breastplates of fiery red and hyacinth blue and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and smoke and sulfur. Burning sulfur is highly toxic. All right? Verse 18. Verse 18. A third of mankind was killed by these three. A third of mankind. By the fire and the smoke and the sulfur which came out of their mouth. Let's drop down to verse 21. After all this, they would not knuckle under. This is the general population. This is not the remnant. This is just everybody else. Verse 21 of chapter 9. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their drug sorceries, drug pushers, okay, drug sorceries, by which they enchant the minds of men. Right, drug sorceries. The scripture has that correct. They just have sorceries or something else in the King James, the other ones. But if you look it up, pharmakia, pharmacy, pharmaceuticals, drug sorceries, nor of their whoring, nor of their thefts. Immorality and stealing today abounds. Chapter 11 of Revelations, verse 18. And the nations were enraged, and your wrath has come. That's Yahweh's wrath. And the time of the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets and the set apart ones, and those who fear your name, small and great. And here's the key passage in this verse. And to destroy those who destroy the earth. All right. Now we're in chapter 13. And I'll talk about the beast and verse 7, chapter 13, verse 7 describes what's going on. Okay. See if you don't think this is current. and it was pardon me, and it was given to him to fight with the set apart ones, that's us, and to overcome them. We are very much persecuted today. And authority was given to him over every tribe and tongue and nation. Now this is a system, a beast system. Think of that, okay? Put that concept in your mind. Verse 8 of chapter 13. And all those dwelling on the earth whose name have not been written in the book of life of the slain lamb from the foundation of the world shall worship him. All these naysayers, all these blasphemers, all these deniers of Christ, all these haters of our Messiah, they're not going to worship. It doesn't matter what miracles, doesn't matter. They're not written in the book of life. Period. All right. Chapter 14 of the book of Revelations, verse 10. This is talking about the mark, people that have the mark of the beast. He shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of Elohim, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tortured with fire and sulfur. Fire and burning sulfur before the set apart messengers and before the Lamb. Whew. Fire and sulfur. Right. Now we're in chapter 18 and we're talking about Babel, the Babylonian system here. And they have it addressed that Babel is a female, you know, it's the feminine gender. A female, they're addressing Babel as her. Okay. Verse 8 of chapter 18. Okay. I'm going to give everybody a chance to get there. Verse 8 of chapter 18. Because of this, her plague shall come in one day. Now that is metaphorical, that's a period of time. Death and mourning and scarcity of food. All right? Famine, scarcity of food in the Babylonian system. Now, all of this is going to tie in when I get into what this is about later. Be patient, please. And she shall be burned up with fire, because Yahweh Elohim, who judges her, is mighty. We're still in chapter 18. Let's go to verse 23. Verse 23 of chapter 18. And the light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore at all, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore at all. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth. Now, who are the merchants that are great ones of the earth today? Hmm? Ask yourself that. And who are the purveyors of this next thing here? For by your drug sorcery, all the nations were led astray. Pharmakia. Okay, all the nations were led astray. Chapter 19. Chapter 19. Okay. We're going to go on to the next chapter here. Talking about the beast at the end. Okay. Verse 20 of chapter 19. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence. By which he led astray those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The two were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulfur. Name of the sermon is Comes the Fire. Okay. Chapter 20, Book of Revelations, verse 10. And the devil who led them astray was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet all are, and they shall be tortured day and night forever and ever. All right, comes the fire. They are in their heyday right now. They are so arrogant, and they think they're so powerful. Let's drop down in chapter 20, verse 14. And death and Sheol were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, okay? Verse 15. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, anybody that's not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Comes the fire. Chapter 21. Verse 7 of the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 7. The one who overcomes, that is Israel, the overcomers, all right, shall inherit all this, and I shall be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Here's the ugly part, verse 8. But as for the cowardly and untrustworthy, that's the traitors and the deceivers, all right, and abominable and murderers and those who whore and drug sorcerers, those who promote pharmakia, okay, and idolaters and all the false. In other words, the ones that have wormed their way into CI and have lied and betrayed us and now troll us and do all the other stuff they're doing. Their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Boy. Chapter 22 of the book of Revelations. All right. Chapter 22, verse 15. Now the remnant, the ones that are faithful, the ones that are born from above, the ones that have been obedient to the commands of Yeshua Messiah, the believers and doers of the word. Doers, not sayers, doers. The ones that keep the word, all right? They're going to enter the great city of New Jerusalem that's going to come down. Verse 15 of chapter 22. But outside are the dogs and those who enchant with drugs. Pharmakia. All right. Again. And those who whore. The immoral, in other words. And the murderers. And the idolaters. And all who love and do falsehood. All who love and do falsehood. All you fakers that have been worming your way into a Christian identity and have been preaching a little truth and then lots of lies and padding your own nest, and then turn on the real preachers of Christian identity and betray us and call us names and troll us and try to destroy the ministry of the true preachers. Not the ones that drift off into apostasy, but the ones that, dedicate their whole life to serving Israel. You're going to have a real rough time of it. It's coming. All right. Here we go. Comes the fire. Now, there's a lot of articles on the internet these days about Fukushima. All right, we know all about the thing over in Russia, Chernobyl. But that was a flash in the pan compared to Fukushima. Fukushima is still just pumping out radiation into the groundwater. They're flushing it with water and it's draining into the sea. Clouds of radiation are all over, and it has drifted over all over the United States. You hear that, Americans? All over the United States. The radiation's level here in many areas is deadly. Just being in those areas, in America. Okay? The life in the Pacific Ocean, what did I tell you when I read this stuff in Revelations? It's a dead zone. Everything's dying. The salmon, the whales, the seals, the tidal pools, deep sea life, surface dwelling fish. The fishing industry is destroyed. The salmon that are trying to spawn up in the north, in Alaska, etc., are mutated. They're radiation. You can't eat them. They're full of radiation from the Pacific Ocean. It's killing the marine life in the Pacific Ocean. Areas of the West Coast are dangerous to live in because of the radiation level. There are hot spots on the North American continent where a bunch of radiation has come down in the rain and stuff. There are hot spots that are dangerous. What is radiation? All right. It burns like fire. Now, Bertrand Comperé did an essay about the powers of Uranus being unleashed. Do you know what Uranus is? It is our root word for uranium, that is nuclear energy. Now, this could be a nuclear war, could be a nuclear exchange, but it aptly describes the disaster at Fukushima. In Japan, all the way across the pond in Japan. Mutated animals, animals with sores on them. Whales in the ocean with big tumors. Salmon that are trying to spawn in our Pacific Northwest that have got sores all over them. And then the fish, if they hatch babies, they're full of irradiation. Going back out into that polluted ocean. They've destroyed the Pacific Ocean because the sea, whatever it is, that I don't have the technical thing on the tip of my tongue, but there's a couple types of radiation that is absolutely lethal and has a long, long, long lifespan, hundreds of years. And they've done this. And how many of mankind is going to die by fire and famine? Why would there be famine here or wherever? This radiation kills everything. It kills the crops. It kills the grass. It kills the trees. It kills the people. It kills the animals. And now it's all over the United States of America. From Fukushima, a radioactive cloud is still bringing radiation here from Fukushima. The water in the cycle of the Pacific that circulates around Japan brings radiation with it. It makes our shores on the West Coast radioactive. It is deadly radiation because of the type of the elements that are carrying the radioactivity. These radioactive isotopes are of particularly lethal configuration. And people don't want to hear that these are the last days and that the wrath by fire is coming. Well, this is one type of fire that's here now. Not coming. It's here. Oh, Pastor Steve, you just upset me. Well, yeah, well, that's my job sometimes. I'm not glorying in this. This is my country, too. How can I buy tuna anymore? I have to run around with a Geiger counter. Can't eat Pacific tuna. They poisoned it. That's fire. It burns from the inside. It destroys your internal organs. The radiation level would be safe at like so many something or others radio things per minute, like 6 or 7. It's 300 to 500 instead of 6 or 7. It's lethal. It's deadly. They've shown videos on the internet about the animals around Chernobyl. They had to evacuate all the people. The Japanese company that's responsible for this has denied it, and the Japanese government is in collusion with it, and they won't remove the people. They've evacuated a certain area, but that whole center area of Japan, off that main island out there where that reactor chain was, there's three or four of them. They can't find the cores. They're still melting down. They're going into the groundwater and poisoning all the water. All the waters will be turned into wormwood. What it say in Revelations? Wormwood, poison. And how many will die from that water? Well, when it gets the water of the Pacific, that's wormwood, that's poison now. When that radioactive cloud drifted across the United States and has poisoned a whole bunch of stuff over here, land is radioactive, animals are radioactive, and the water is radioactive. It's polluted the water supply here. The Book of Revelations is coming to pass. You think it's all going to happen in one day? It's going to be over a period of time, years. It's working now. Mind control through pharmakia that have deluded the people with their drug sorceries. Well, if you look up drug sorceries, it's pharmakia. And they're telling people, oh, if you take these drugs, it'll make you healthy, it'll do this, it'll do that. And they're poisoning the people. Poisoning them. They told me to take all this crap for my blood pressure and my diabetes and all the other stuff. And I'm using all natural products, distilled water, and exercise, and it's like night and day. I feel great, and I'm healthy in my blood pressure. I don't take anything at all for blood pressure, and it's normal because of diet, exercise, and natural products. Okay, now people say, oh man, that's a scam. I'm sorry, folks, but no, it's not. Some of the stuff is legitimate. Now, there are scams out there, but with all these natural nutrients that I'm getting, I see the difference. I feel the difference. I'm living the difference. I'm not using any pharmakia at all. None. No drugs of any kind. Oh, I'll take a little insulin, but my insulin is dropping. They had it up to, well, and now due to the natural nutrients, my glands are kicking in again. And I don't need as much insulin, and eventually I will be off insulin. It's working its way down. About every other week I have to drop about 5 units off my dose. Because I'm doing my health the way Yahweh instructed me to do my health. I'm not using pharmakia. I'm staying in the faith. Just got back from Feast of Tabernacles. What a blessing with real faithful people. But it's telling in this book, right here, these scriptures, what is going to happen to those that are non-believers and non-Israelites that are enemies of Israel. And there's lots of white folks that are enemies of other white folks that are true Israel. They've gone over to the enemy, and they're going to suffer that second death. They're going to be punished. Not all of Adam is going to make it. And we see the culling of the herd now. Violence has increased exponentially. More and more murders of people that are information dispensers that are telling the truth, they just get dead. Funny how that happens, isn't it? And the fire of Yahweh's wrath in 2 Thessalonians is coming. The fire's coming. Comes the fire of Yahweh's wrath. And it's coming in stages. And the destroying fire, in part, is already here. That destroying fire of this radiation level is going to kill how many people? With cancer and tumors and this and that, and just straight out, just cook them. There are areas, if you eat the food and drink the water, you're going to die. It's going to kill you. Your life is just going to be cut off. The people in Japan are experiencing that. The people along the West Coast that depended upon the sea to make their living or experiencing that. The spawning salmon, the tuna, no longer safe to eat. And it talks in Revelations about famine. All right, what's famine? It's lack of food. And if the sea life is gone, can't eat that. And on the East Coast, all the garbage and filth and crap they're dumping in the ocean, they're poisoning that there. Now, it says don't eat shellfish, but a lot of people do, and then they get shellfish poisoning, and it'll kill them. Gulf of Mexico, that's full of garbage now, and oil pollution from the wells they've drilled down there, they've poisoned that ocean. And you say these are not the last days in the book of Revelation, is far in the future? Brothers and sisters, wake up and smell the rotting carcasses. Fire's coming. Fire in one form is here. If you have Geiger counters, check the radiation level where you live. microwave radiation. You know, like you cook food in your little microwave. Well, now they're going to have these cell towers with this super duper 5G or whatever it is, microwave stuff. And that's a form of fire. That'll cook you. It'll alter your DNA. It'll mess up your brain cells. But it's okay because somebody's going to make money off that. Comes the fire, brothers and sisters. Comes the fire, and only the remnant is going to make it through this. Because the remnant listens, and the remnant is distilling water, not drinking tap water. They're doing the nascent iodine for their glands and thyroids, and it also removes the radiation poisoning. There's stuff on the internet about that, how to get rid of the radiation effects, get it out of your body. I know with the distilled water I'm drinking, it takes all the toxins, all the inorganic garbage that accidentally gets put into my body. I mean, I have to eat something. I'm doing the best I can. And I'm asking Yahweh for healing for myself and for others especially. There's some that really need some major healing. I've been blessed. He has blessed me, and I'm asking him to bless others. But the key to all of this, to avoiding this fire that's coming, that's here in part, is obedience to the commands and the lifestyle that we have been shown in Scripture and taught by Yeshua. You can't just say, oh, I believe, and then not do. You're going to have to knuckle down. If you have to change your lifestyle, this is only a temporary life anyway. You don't want to lose that eternal life. The fire and all of its forms is going to come. Now, they're talking about Planet X or all this other. We don't know. We actually don't know. You can't panic over fear porn. But I'm talking about stuff that's already here, that's documented facts. This radiation thing and the pharmakia poisoning, mind control, all of this stuff through these drugs and the radiation and the toxic dumping in the water, poisoning the water, that's a reality we have to deal with now. That's not coming. It's here now. It's a fact. It's documented. And it's damned unpleasant, brothers and sisters. It's of the devil. They want to destroy mankind. And the ones behind it all are the children of the devil. They are supporting and promoting all of these harmful things. To kill off the seed of Adam, and particularly the seed line of Jacob, Israel, the pure blood white Israelites. They want to eliminate us from the biosphere, for all you touchy-feely types. They've got their agenda going on. Think on what I've said today. Browse around the net, look at, just Google Fukushima. Okay? and look at the documentation on the sea life in the Pacific Ocean. And think what this toxic fire that's been released over there is doing to the planet, not just Japan, the whole world, all of it, with the radioactive cloud still being pumped out. Radiation still very high, very lethal, and very much leaking out of that facility. It's an ongoing problem. They've tried to cover up like they cover up everything else. Well, brothers and sisters, in case you have missed any of my shows, my website is www.pastor-steve.com. There's some people that go by Pastor Steve. That's not me. I'm the one connected with EFR only, okay? My shows are downloadable. You can listen to them there, or you can download them. It's nothing but a scripture site. Scripture only, that's all I'm about. We're about down to the end of the show here. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. And I will catch you on the next show. I'll have another word for word tomorrow. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. If we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.